This is Liz Barker.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Dan Ford is with us, and Dan is all about man v fat football. Dan, hello and welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio. It's good to see you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, you've got a football shirt with you. But tell me all about man v football, man v fat even. How did it start?
Yeah, absolutely. So man v fat football is still very, very new. We've only been in existence since January 2016. Essentially what we do is we're a six-a-side football league for guys who are overweight or obese. So we're helping guys lose weight through football. That's basically what we're doing.
Now, I live with somebody who likes their football. He plays pensioners football because he's now getting towards 50. And it does keep you fit. It's surprising how active you have to be to play a game of football. I've got three boys as well who all like playing. And they're running around constantly kicking a ball. And you sort of don't realise. But obviously, footballers are very fit. I mean, you see them training. And, you know, it's a good way to exercise, isn't it? But have fun.
Absolutely. That's the really key thing is that, you know, some of the guys that are in our football leagues across the country... they can't go into some of the more regular six-a-side leagues, you know, in the local area because, unfortunately, they are overweight or obese, so they can't keep up with the 17, 18-year-olds, you know, who are running rings around them. So, actually, by making it a bit of a level playing field for everyone, it's so much easier for the guys to compete. And the guys are losing some tremendous weight with us. I mean, typically 95% of players in a league lose weight, and about 60% of those lose at least 5% of their body weight, which is absolutely fantastic. I mean, some of our biggest losers across our leagues can quite easily lose 15-20% of their body weight from start to finish. So some of these guys are changing their lives, you know, massively, you know, going from being on, you know, the diabetes register or very close to having type 2 diabetes and actually reversing the symptoms of that. Not just things like that, but obviously the weight loss, which is fantastic. Mental health as well is really improving. Cooking's improving, where they're learning about different things that they can eat. So it's a wide range of kind of positive benefits rather than, you know, it's not just about the weight loss, but it's all the other, the benefits that guys are, you know, achieving through man v fat football.
And it's also, I think, playing a game like football with other people, it's just there's a lovely sort of team spirit about it, isn't there? And like you say, I'm sure they all quite bond and get on and have a bit of banter, and it's good for you, basically, in lots of
absolutely,
ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, 95% of guys who sign up through our website, manvfatfootball.org, 95% of them join as individuals. So they don't actually know each other, but very quickly, and what we typically see across our leagues is, like you've just mentioned, that bond is so strong so quickly. How the scoring system works as well. So we put guys into squads of 10, but it's six a side. Now, what makes it different is that for each two players that lose weight that week, they gain an extra goal. So, for instance, if I've got three guys who've lost weight in my team, I'll start 3-0 up, for instance. So there's a real emphasis around that weight loss as well. So that camaraderie, you don't want to be that guy who lets down the team, or, you know, oh, have you got on this week? Oh, I've managed to lose a pound. And it's a real camaraderie thing around it as well. There's a real desire to want to lose the weight. So these guys who come together and may not have met anybody at registration session, quite quickly, within, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks, they're swapping phone numbers. They're saying, how are you getting on? Have you had any issues, any problems this week? So it's a really nice feel to the leagues as well, which is really good to see.
So do people, they register online, that you play once a week, you meet up?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can register online, which is, like I said, manvfatfootball.org. For the local Cambridge league, it's manvfatfootball.org/Cambridge. We can kind of go into the details of where that's going to be. The sign-up registration is actually at the Camsglass Stadium, because we're working in partnership with Cambridge United on this league. You don't have to be a Cambridge fan, but we're working in partnership with them. So that registration is beginning of January, and then it's 1 30-minute six-a-side match a week. But you also get all the additional benefits as well. So you're in local WhatsApp groups as well. There's the Man v Fat forum as well, where you can get information around nutrition, advice, guidance. So while it's one football match, but you also get all the other benefits as well.
So where do they play? Do they play at Cambridge United?
They're going to be playing at the Abbey Leisure Complex, which I believe is very, very close to the stadium there. So it's quite close.
So how long will they, if they sign up, how long will the matches go on for? How long do
they... So we've got a standard 16-week season. That, like I said, that first week is a registration week, so there's no actual football played that week, but it's a chance for us to all meet each other, get them into the teams. We also pick their own team names as well, which is really nice. It gives them a little bit of ownership over that. So we've had some fantastic names. 50 Stone Roses, Maradona Kebab is a particular favourite. So we have lots of different team names, which is absolutely fantastic. And like I said, they choose their own team name. We've then got a 14-week season, so we'll playing each other, like I said, one match a week. There is a league table, there is top goal scorers, there is winners' medals and everything as well. But it's also, like I said, around that weight loss as well. So we'll be really keen to focus on who's the biggest loser, who's managed to lose the most weight, which is really, really positive. So like I said, it's not uncommon for guys to lose 15-20% quite easily through in one season.
That must be a fantastic feeling for them, actually. And do they all get this kit, this strip that you've
got? The kit
got
is
here?
Available. Yeah, mm-hmm. The kit is available to buy. The kit that I brought in today, obviously, I can't show it to anybody, but the kit that I've brought in today is actually from our national tournament that was held this weekend. So we had 32 teams from across the country, as far north as Hull and Manchester, as far south as into Somerset and Eastbourne and London and everywhere in between. We had about 32 teams came together, and our national tournament, because we are fully endorsed by the FA as well, was actually at St George's Park, so where the England national team train. So we had a tournament that was this weekend. It was on Saturday, and the kit that I brought in today is one of the kits that was being worn by one of the teams. We had all the guys come down competing against each other, which was absolutely fantastic. I will give a shout out to the two finalists, who were Bristol and Manchester. They got into the final, which was absolutely excellent. But like I said, we were represented by 32 teams from across the country, which was a fantastic, fantastic day. It really, really was.
Sounds amazing, considering it hasn't been going that long.
Absolutely, yeah. It'd be 2 years in January. So it is a very, very new concept. We started off with one league, which was in Solihull, just outside Birmingham. But in this two-year period, with our January launches, obviously Cambridge is one of those, we're going to have about 45 leagues across the country. So it's really, really growing. And we've been on The One Show, we've been on BBC Radio 2, we've been on Channel 5, so it's gaining quite a lot of national interest as well, which is fantastic.
So how did you get involved then, Dan? What's your background? Are you football or fat? Because you're not fat now, I know that much.
No, so my kind of background is more in weight management, I would say. So I've been involved in weight management schemes for the last 6 or 7 years now, helping not just men, but the whole population trying to lose weight. What we've noticed is that, you know, while there is a massive demand for male weight management programs, it's obviously about 2/3 of men in the country nationally who are overweight or obese, the actual uptake, particularly in men on more standard weight management programs, is very, very low. Mm. So unfortunately, you know, what is available wasn't calling out to men and wasn't engaging them. So go back 2 years, that's when we thought up, you know, Man v Fat Football, something to engage men, something to get them involved in weight management programs, because that's really, really important. And there's obviously the demand out there. So that's how come I kind of got involved, and my kind of day-to-day running with Man v Fat is around that kind of business development, looking at new leagues, new opportunities where we can bring them out. And obviously our Cambridge League, it'll be the first one in Cambridge starting in January, so we're really, really excited. And there's already quite a few people who've already signed up, so we're about 30-35 guys have already signed up, so it's really, really positive.
It's fantastic. And there's no age limit,
you've got to be over 16, but it's going all the way through. So I think one of our oldest guys is into 70. I think he plays in our Manchester League. But we do also get some 20, 25-year-olds as well who are playing. The only criteria that we have is around the BMI, so body mass index, looking at your height and weight ratio, basically. Mm. So everyone who's with Man v Fat has to have a BMI of over 27.5. for anybody who doesn't know their BMI, if you go onto our website, there is a BMI calculator on there, so you can have a little look on there and see if you are eligible.
Okay. I mean, I think it is a great idea because men often, they're working, they don't have time necessarily, but this, I think you come back to it if you're playing and you're getting to know the guys you're playing with and you're, like you say, you're competing, it's kind of gives you that extra edge, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's not something that you sort of do one week and then can't be bothered to do the next. I think if you're in the team, then like you say, you want to stick it out and that is a really good idea.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that competitive element, you know, generalising here, but you know, we are men, we are very competitive. We want to be top of the table. We want to beat the guys who are up against us. And it's not uncommon for me to hear in the local WhatsApp groups or whatever, oh, we're playing the team who are really good on the pitch this week, lads. So we know we need to really smash the weight loss this week because we need that 5-goal head start. So it's all those little things which are, you know, really proving popular and helping the guys with the desire to want to lose the weight. So it's fantastic. Mm,
it must be great seeing the results as well.
Mm, absolutely.
So I guess once they've lost the weight, they're no longer allowed to play for their team.
we do have a maintenance scheme. So if guys do dip under the BMI criteria, they can still engage with us, they still can be part of the team, but the weight loss goals are slightly different for those guys who are under the threshold, because we don't want to, you know, once guys do get to a healthy weight, then them come out of the scheme and then maybe put the weight back on. We'd rather encourage them to just maintain their weight, which is really important as well.
So when will they be meeting up and playing? Do you know yet? Do you know a day
or
time?
Absolutely, yeah. So 8th of January at the Camsglass Stadium. That's going to be the registration session, 7 p.m. So that's the registration session, as I mentioned. There's no football played that week, but gives us a chance to meet each other, see, pick the team names, captains, etc. And then from the following week, the 15th of Jan, it's at the Abbey Leisure Complex, 7 till 9. Each week there's different kickoff times, so when people do sign up and do register with a team, they'll be able to check there when their fixtures are. So it's one, like I said, one 30-minute match, and it's manvfatfootball.org/Cambridge for anybody locally.
And brilliant. We will have it on our Cambridge 105 radio website as well. There'll be a podcast available, and we will have all the information up there as well. So Dan, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it.
No, thank you.
I wish you lots of success. It sounds fantastic, actually.
And, thank
you. Maybe we'll have a follow-up chat, you know, next year and see how it's going.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And if anybody listening or anybody at the radio station or anybody has any questions, I can put out my email because it's very, very easy. It's just Dan, D-A-N, at manvfat.com. So it's nice and easy. So if anybody does have any issues, just drop me an email or have a look on the website.
That's fantastic, Dan. Thank you so, so much. And I think there'll be lots of men very eager to get involved again, and not only just play football, but lose weight and have some fun next year. So that's fantastic motivation.